الحمد لله حمدا موافيا لنعمه مكافيا لمزيده والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من وجد سعة ولم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Most respected علماء كرام elders and brothers in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today being the day of Friday From the many things that we are encouraged to do on the day of Friday is a person should try and recite Suratul Kahf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that person who on the night of Friday or the day of Friday he recites Suratul Kahf أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَتَيْنِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a nur from one Jumu'ah to the next. The explanation being, a person will be able to differentiate that which is good for him and that which is not good for him. Another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, whoever recites Suratul Kahf, if he can't recite the entire surah, then at least the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, he will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. There was an alim, a very great alim of the 8th century, who passed away in the year 702. His name was Ibn Daqiq al-Eid rahmatullah alayh. Ibn Daqiq al-Eid rahmatullah alayh had a student who had completed hifz by him, and whatever good qualities he could instill in that student, he tried. And after the student completed hifz, he moved on. Ibn Daqiq al-Eid noticed that this youngster joined evil company. He will make you or break you. So he started joining evil company. Ibn Daqiq al-Eid being the ustad, he encouraged him, he advised him to start joining good company. It was not long thereafter this youngster passed away. Ibn Daqiq al-Eid was very sad. After all, this was his student. He attended the janaza, he went to the qabristan, to the graveyard, and he made a lot of dua for this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must save him from the chastisement and the punishment of the qabr, etc. That night he goes to sleep, he sees this youngster in his dream. And then he asks this youngster, how did it fare with you? This youngster says, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven me. But then the youngster says, it does not end there, let me tell you what exactly happened. He says, when I was put into the qabr, then azab started coming to me from all sides. And I became very frightened, I became afraid. And the azab was so close to me. Thereafter a youngster, a very handsome, beautiful youngster comes and he wards off this azab from me. And then I inquired from this youngster, who are you? He says, I am that Suratul Kahf, which you used to recite on the day of Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite Suratul Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in a hadith, إِنَّ الزَّمَانَ قَدْ اسْتَدَارَ كَهَيْئَتِهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ السَّنَةُ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا مِنْهَا When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a system into place in a system of 12 months. And from amongst these 12 months, 4 months are sacred. ثلاث متواليات ذو القعدة وذو الحجة والمحرم وإن the fourth being ورجب مضر الذي بين جمادى وشعبان ذو القعدة ذو الحجة والمحرم they come consecutive one after the other and the fourth being the month of Rajab. We are alhamdulillah in the current in this blessed month of Dhul Qa'dah going into the month of Dhul Hijjah. We see people undertaking this blessed journey of Hajj. Indeed, they are extremely fortunate. The riwayat of Nasa'i mentions they are wafdullah. They are the delegation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration of Bukhari Sharif, such is the reward of these people who undertake this journey of Hajj. Man hajja lillah walam yarfus walam yafsuk. That person who makes Hajj only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does not do anything inappropriate. He carries himself out in a dignified manner. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the reward of this person is raja'a ka yawmin waladathu ummuh. He returns like the day his mother had given birth to him sinless. But for you and I, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us this tawfiq to undertake this journey of Hajj. If we look into the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows us that if we carry out certain actions, the need alone once in a lifetime, not once a year, not once a month, not once a week, not once a day, but many times a day we can earn ourselves the reward of Hajj. Going into these ahadith, we need to understand two things. One is that person on whom Hajj is binding. Then by practicing on these ahadith will not suffice. He has to physically undertake this journey of Hajj. And second, that person who physically undertakes this journey of Hajj, then based on his intention and the sacrifices that he undertakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward him more than that person who merely practices on these ahadith. The riwayat of Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which appears in Sunan Abi Dawood, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, من خرج من بيته متطهرا إلى صلاة مكتوبة. That person who makes wudu at home and then he proceeds to the masjid to perform a fard salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فأجره كأجر الحاج المحرم. This person is receiving the reward of a haji in a state of ihram. ومن خرج إلى تسبيح الضحى لا ينسبه إلا إياه. That person who in the late morning he goes to the masjid to perform salah which is known as chashk salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَأَجْرُهُ كَأَجْرِ الْمُعْتَمِرِ. This person is receiving the reward of a person who is doing an umrah. Then is the riwayat of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the narration appears in Sunan Tirmidhi, من صلى الغداة في جماعة ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين. Islam says that person who performed his fajr salah wa jama'ah and he continued sitting in that place, engaged in the remembrance and in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sunrise. And after sunrise, he performed two rakats, which we know as Ishraq namaz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, كان له كأجر حاج كان له كأجر حجة وعمرة. This person will receive the reward of a Hajj and a complete Umrah. Not only that, the narrator of the hadith says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeated these words thrice, tammatin, tammatin, tammatin. He will receive the reward of a complete Hajj and a complete Umrah. Third is the riwayat of Tabarani. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu is the rawi of the hadith. He says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man ghada ila al masjid, la yuridu illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. That person who goes to the masjid with this intention, that either I'm going to impart some aspect of the knowledge of deen, or I'm going to learn the knowledge of deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, كَانَ لَهُ كَأَجْرِ حَاجٍ تَامًا حَجَّتُهُ. This person will receive the reward of a haji who carried out a complete hajj. Let us renew our intentions. It just requires a few moments that a person thinks about these rewards and refreshes his intention, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him so much of reward. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the narration appears in Sunan Tirmidhi, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man sabbah Allah mi'atan bil ghadati wa mi'atan bil ashi. That person who in the morning recites Subhanallah 100 times, and in the evening he recites Subhanallah 100 times. Let each person think to himself, how long will this take me? A few minutes. 100 times Subhanallah in the morning, 100 times Subhanallah in the evening. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, كَانَ كَمَنْ حَجَّ مِئَةَ مَرَّةِ. You will receive the reward of a person who carried out 100 hajj. The riwayat of Abu Ya'la rahmatullah alayhi, he makes mention, a sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, Ya Rasulallah, إِنِّي أَشْتَهِ الْجِهَاد وَلَا أَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. O Nabi of Allah, I wish to go in jihad, fight in jihad. However, I cannot afford it, I'm not able to do so. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asks him, هَلْ بَقِيَ مِنْ وَالِدَيْكَ أَحَدٌ. Is any of your parents living? He says, Ya Rasulallah, my mother is living. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَأَبْلِ اللَّهَ فِي بِرِّهَا. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how you can serve your mother. Serve your mother diligently. Serve your mother happily. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ. If you do so, you served your mother diligently, you served your mother happily, فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ. Allah is going to give you the reward of a person who carried out a hajj, of a person who carried out umrah, and a person who is fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْخَيْرُ كَثِيرٌ وَقَلِيلٌ فَاعِلُهُ. Avenues of earning ourselves reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept so many for us. However, who is there to take opportunity? Who is there to take value and grab these opportunities with two hands? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this world 12 months in place from these 12 four sacred. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith also appears in Bukhari Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran makes mention, minha arba'atun hurum. From these 12 months, 4 months are sacred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidelines how we should carry out ourselves in these mubarak and blessed months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. In the sacred and blessed months, then do not oppress yourselves. Meaning, do not get involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the rewards are so great in these months, sin committed in these months are even greater than sins carried out in the other months of the year. This is one tafsir. The second tafsir, ulama mention, mufassirin mention, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't carry yourselves out so casually in these months. As a result, these mubarak and blessed months pass, and you deprive yourselves from gaining the blessings and barakat of this month. This is the second tafsir of فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Coming to the days of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam by dawn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam by 10 nights. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, that many of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were of the opinion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. Inshallah, on Wednesday, if the moon is sighted, we will be entering this Mubarak and blessed month of Dhul Hijjah. Few ibadat, few things to do in this beginning part of Dhul Hijjah. Obviously, the entire month is great, but few rewards which are specific to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. One is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says a person should try and keep fast in this first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the riwayat appears in Sunan Tirmidhi, in which he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, يَعْدِلُ صِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِصِيَامِ سَنَةٍ. That person who in the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, he keeps a fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward him the reward of a person who had kept 1 year of fast. Fasting on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, the narration of Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Siyamu yawmi Arafah, ahtasibu ala Allah, أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. That person who keeps fast on the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive 1 year's past sins and 1 year of sins to come. Number one, a person should try and fast in his Mubarak and blessed days. Number two, a person should try and spend this Mubarak and blessed night in Ibadah. If a person can't spend the entire night in Ibadah, then at least some portion of the night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, continuing the narration of Abu Huraira in Tirmidhi Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَيَعْدِلُ قِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. One night from the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah spent in ibadat, then for each night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant you the reward as if you had made ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. And then when it comes to Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, then we cannot say specifically that this is the night of Qadr. This is Laylatul Qadr. However, we are being told by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that each of these nights you spend in ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant you the reward of Laylatul Qadr. A person comes to you and he says, if you come to work tomorrow, then only for working for tomorrow, I will give you the pay of 1 year. I will give you 1 year's salary just for working on this one day. A person, if he lets go and he forego this opportunity, what will we say to this person? Pagal, this person is something is not right with him. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each of the fast from the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, Allah is granting us the reward, the fast of 1 year. Spending some portion of the ibadat, in these nights, Allah is granting us the reward as if we had made ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. Let us take advantage of these opportunities. Let us take advantage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we speak of wholesale prices, Allah is giving us wholesale reward. Little effort, my banda, but I'm going to grant you so much reward. Let us take advantage of these opportunities. Then coming to the days of Qurbani, before going there, there is a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Narration appears in Bukhari Sharif, where Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, مَلْ عَمَلُ فِي أَيَّامٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ هَذِهِ قَالُوا وَلَا الْجِهَادِ قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ يُخَاطِرُ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ بِشَيْءٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, there is no part of the year in which actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than actions carried out on the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul Allah, not even jihad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, not even jihad. Except for that person who goes out in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then his life goes, he becomes a shaheed. Other than that, even jihad in the other parts of the year is not great as actions carried out in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And what else we understand? Jihad carried out in these first 10 days is far superior than jihad fought in any part of the year. Coming to these days, riwayat of Majma'u al-Zawaid, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibn Abbas says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. In these days of Dhul-Hijjah, then what a person should do, recite these four things in abundance. Tasbih, Subhanallah, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ and لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. These four things a person should try and recite in abundance in these beginning days of Dhul-Hijjah. Coming to the days of Qurbani, that person on whom Qurbani is wajib, he has the nisab amount over and above his necessities in the days of Qurbani, then Qurbani is necessary on such a person. Riwayat of anhu appears in Sunan Ibn Majah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, Man wajada sa'atan wa lam yudahi. That person who has the ability to make Qurbani. Qurbani was wajib on him, but he failed to carry out this Qurbani. Who is speaking? Rahmatul lil alameen. Mercy unto mankind, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, فَلَا يَقْرُبَنَّ مُسَلَّانَا. Leave alone that person coming to our Eidgah. But such a person should not even come close to the Eidgah. Narration of Ibn Majah, Abu Zayd radiallahu anhu says, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulallah, ma hadhihi al-adahi. Ya Rasulallah, what is this Qurbani all about? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, looking for every opportunity to earn reward. Ya Rasulallah, fama lana fiha. What reward has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept in us, kept for us in this Qurbani? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. For every hair on the animal which you are making Qurbani of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you. Sahaba, they want more reward. Ya Rasulallah, fasuf. What if the animal has wool? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ مِنَ السُّوفِ حَسَنَةٍ. For every fiber of wool on that Qurbani animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you. Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the narration appears in Tirmidhi Sharif, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, مَلْ عَمَلْ مَا عَمِلَ آدْمِيٌ مِّنْ عَمَلٍ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِهْرَاقِ الدَّمِ. On the days of Qurbani, 10th, 11th and 12th, there is no action more beloved and more dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than slaughtering the Qurbani animal. A person carried out 100 rakat of nafil salah. Alhamdulillah, that's in its place. But greater than that on the days of Qurbani is sacrificing that animal of Qurbani. And then she mentions, وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَقَعَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Before that first drop of blood of your Qurbani animal reaches the ground, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this Qurbani from you. And then she says, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا. Do this Qurbani with a happy heart. Dear elders and friends, we are slaughtering this animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing it with a happy heart. So we are choosing the best animals, not the cheapest animals. For that person who is able to do this qurbani, you are choosing the best animals. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the narration of Majma'u al-Zawaid, he says, Ya Fatima, قومي فاشهدي وضحيتك. That, oh Fatima, be present to witness your qurbani animal being slaughtered. What we understand from here, qurbani is wajib on you in South Africa. The best is to buy the animal and sacrifice it in South Africa. Extra nafil qurbani, you can send it overseas. Allah wants you to do this qurbani yourself. If you cannot do it yourself, then try and be present to witness your animal being slaughtered. Females observing the laws of hijab and parda. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, O Fatima, be witness your qurbani animal being slaughtered. Why? فَإِنَّ بِأَوَّلِ قَطْرَةٍ تَقْتُرُ مِنْ دَمِهَا مَغْفِرَةً لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ. That, oh Fatima, let me tell you, before the first drop of blood of your qurbani animal touches the ground, Allah forgives all your sins. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا وَأَضْلَافِهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, this animal will come in its actual form, with its hooves, with its horns, and in its actual form it will come to weigh itself on your scales of good deeds. تُوضَعُ فِي مِيزَانِكِ سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا. Allah is going to multiply this reward of this qurbani animal by 70 times. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulallah, is this specific to the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? أو للمسلمين عامة. Oh, it is for the general Muslims. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this reward is not only specific to the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but for every ummati from the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For those on whom qurbani is wajib, then from the first of Dhul Hijjah till a person carries out his qurbani, it is mustahab that he does not clip his nails or any hair from his body, as it is proved by the hadith of Umm Salama radiallahu anha, which appears in Muslim Sharif. مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ ذِبْحٌ يَذْبَحُهُ فَإِذَا أُهِلَّ هِلَالُ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ فَلَا يَأْخُذَنَّ مِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَلَا مِنْ أَظْفَارِهِ شَيْئًا حَتَّى يُضَحِيَ. That person who is going to make qurbani, then it is mustahab for him that from the first of Dhul Hijjah till the time he carries out his qurbani, he should not clip his nails or remove any hair from his body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value these days of Dhul Hijjah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to carry out this qurbani, keeping in mind the rewards of qurbani, and to do this qurbani with the spirit of qurbani. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.